and another episode of the Open Science Barcamp 2019. I would like to talk a little bit about the results of session 4. And with me is Simon. And Simon hosted the session Generation Research, Gen R, What We Can Do for the Community. Maybe Simon, who are you and why are you sitting here now?
Sure. I'm Simon Worthington. I'm the editor of the Generation R Open Science platform. The Generation R is a project of the Open Science Research Alliance. And yeah, I've been here to run a session on supporting communities in open science.
Great. Maybe you could elaborate first what Gen R is about a little bit further.
Sure. Well, I say it's an open science platform. It's an open science and open scholarship platform because that represents the spread of organizations who were part of the Leibniz Association and the Leibniz Association Research Alliance. Complicated. In that it covers humanities and science disciplines. So we look to include both. And I was given a remit to help support open science, open scholarship. So the view I took on that was to look at what our researchers need to try and address the researcher directly. And if we try to look at commonalities, things across all of, yeah, a whole variety of different types of researchers, we know that people are writing papers. They have data of some sorts, and they're going to publish those papers. How they publish them, whether they self-archive, put them with a peer-reviewed journal, make a monograph, an open monograph. There's a whole variety, but we know that they research. So really looking at things which can help those researchers, help them disseminate their work, help them speed up their research inquiries themselves. So I hunt around and I look for these things. And that's what we do at Generation R. And we publish articles on these types of topics.
And it's a rather, well, new platform that you created. When was this started?
We started publishing in June 2018. So it's now 9 months. And 9 months in, we publish at least an article a week. And we organize that work by making themes. And the reason we pick these themes is that there are certain things that will be really topical or really need some help and attention. So one example was software citation. It's an area that has gathered more attention. And really, it's one of those surprising things, which is what you get in open science. You discover that something that you would have thought would have been done decades ago hasn't actually been done. So people don't know what software was made by who, when, for what purpose. It hasn't been catalogued. So it's like saying, okay, we won't catalogue the last 50 years' books. If you said that, people would go crazy, yeah? But essentially, software has not systematically been catalogued, simple as that. Now people are waking up to the fact that it's not been cataloged because they use it. And they're like, well, we need to know. We need to know what version it is. And so we pick up things like that. And these can be great rewards to stimulate and support the community. At last, people get some recognition. They can use it in their, people can see what work they do, but also they get credit for it. So things like that.
And the articles are really in depth, though. It's really a great way of covering these topics that are, I think affect many, many scientists and people in the research institutions in general. The session that you were running, what was your intention? What was your aim for that?
Yeah, the session's on community building. And in a way, although I don't personally speak for the Open Science Research Alliance. I speak for Gen R, but we're a project of the Research Alliance. So I don't officially speak for them. But to find out what support do people need? and whether they have a community of their own. Is there something they need? So what can the Research Alliance do for open science and for practitioners and for the community? So yeah, really looking to ask people about that, to get their feedback, to see what they think is needed, and what support, what. So in a sense, to try to come up with some ideas about what the Alliance can concretely do, what can it put out there?
And what were some of the outcomes there? What was the feedback? What do people need?
The feedback is probably a kind of words of caution about the difficulty of actually addressing researchers' needs. So you can't go to them and tell them what to do. If you even start using the words open science, you might worry people who are concerned about the value of the research they have done, the value to themselves. Words of caution. And words of caution from experience from different people about how to approach and make things meaningful for the researchers. Those are some
one of the takeaways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what would you say? Can you process this for your improvement of Jane Arrow? What would be the approach now doing working with that?
There's some really great, and those words of caution were words of caution, were also words of advice. So what people seem to say is that this is the feedback I was getting. So people want recommendations and recommendations that they can trust. Now, this is put across slightly negatively in terms of like the willingness and the amount of effort that researchers might want to put into something, but still that's maybe how things are. So they want recommendations about a tool to use, a set of research to look into, reading, where to put their data. Really wanting concrete recommendations. So this means you have to figure out ways that satisfy that trust level, I suppose, that people want. So we were having a conversation about how can we map open science, say in the DAC region, German speaking kind of regions of Europe, and the concern that Elsevier has been brought in as a contractor for the European Open Science Monitor, and this not being a thing that generates trust. Yeah, it generates distrust. So the response, I was asking this question about how do we want to kind of self-identify, represent ourselves, and how you might do that. So yeah, so there's a definite trust deficit in terms of what is being put forward by the European Union. So how can that kind of mapping be done? People were talking about it already going on with the GoFair project as one example. Generate trust and give recommendations.
So I guess you're looking for more feedback, right? So people can also
always more feedback, yeah. Always more articles.
Great. So my suggestion is already the sign for the next sessions we're now running here. So did we miss anything here? Or what are your recommendations or main takeaways that you would do now?
I think it's about identifying and thinking about what community is. So maybe community, you know, there are communities of interest, and then there are kind of the kind of vanguard of open science activists. So there's who are maybe having conversations that can't be had in the institution because they sit at too much outside of the norms, or they're dealing with essentially illegality. There is a large part of the shadow libraries where students and people are getting material. And now, in a certain sense, I brought up this issue of shadow libraries by bringing along a book called Shadow Libraries by a very good researcher called Joe Karaganis. It's an open access book by MIT. But so, yes, I wanted to like think about the different types of community you have, the activist open science community, but also we have the existing communities. Academia is made up of a group of autonomous communities. So how do we get existing communities to come on board? We don't need to create new communities. We want those leaders within the Leibniz Association to become advocates of open science in their own sensitive way and generate that trust as much as the activists. But I think also the reason I brought up, and yeah, my kind of takeaway is that the shadow libraries issue is a thing where we see that current academia doesn't work, because as long as there's shadow libraries, that means that there's a hunger for knowledge which is not being satisfied. And what we should not be doing is making people carry out illegal acts. We don't want to criminalize people just for wanting to learn. So something has to be done. And when you see the size of the figures and the number of, yeah. So that's why I kind of say complex, different communities. But I suppose, to finish up, there's a lot of different types of communities, and it's not just about the open science activists. It's maybe about, existing communities, institutional communities that we want to, take on board the open science ideas.
So I assume basically everybody is invited to join GenR and help
find
out.
Yeah, find us at GenR.eu online. And on Twitter at GenR_R_.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. And I'm looking forward to hear maybe next year again about the new developments there. And thanks for your time. And I think we have to head back now. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.